In section B, Anne needs her coffee.
Ordering.
She's ordering.
Barista, pour me a ristretto. I mean, pull me a ristretto. Why does it say pull me a ristretto here?
Well, I guess that's how the drink is served.
Okay, well, I guess probably we're going to find out what the whole thing is with this. Jess says, what? You're suddenly some kind of coffee snob now. What's a ristretto anyway? So, in other words, Jess doesn't get what's going on, and Anne, if you kind of notice, seems to know a lot about her coffee, and she will continue to prove that to us throughout the story. And here she goes.
She tells us what, well, she tells Jess what a ristretto is. It's basically a very strong espresso, half the water pulled through the same amount of beans. Pure coffee essence. Well, there's the pull. So it is strong espresso. That's what she says. It's basically, she's saying generally this is what it is.
Half the water and still the same amount of coffee. So.
That's going to be real strong.
And if you drink that straight, ouch. But anyway, just going back for a second to this coffee snob, why does she call her coffee snob? Probably because she chooses to use a fancy word like ristretto, which is a coffee that you don't hear about quite so often.
Yeah, if 20 years ago you said, I'll have a cappuccino, people would have thought,
coffee snob.
Wow, are you ever new age?
And what does snob mean?
Well, somebody who's a snob thinks that they're very good.
They know everything.
They know everything. They're better than you. They're more high fashion.
If you are in high school or so, the people that you normally hate more than anyone else around you tend to be the snobs.
They're like the rich kids.
They always have the fancy clothes, and when they walk around, it's like their nose is up in the air.
Yep.
And so if you say someone's nose is up in the air, you can also call them a snob. And this snob is talking about her ristretto. So she says it's pure coffee essence. So it's barely anything except for just coffee.
Yeah, it almost sounds like it's not a drink. It's just the essence of coffee.
And the essence of something, if you think of something that's very popular in a lot of stores these days.
Essence of chicken.
No.
Oh, okay.
Also, no. Essential oils. And essential oils take very concentrated amounts of a certain kind of plant oil or a flower oil or a fruit oil. And it's supposed to be really good for you to smell them. It's supposed to be good to rub them on your body or maybe take a bath with some of the essential oil in there. But coming back to Cronus's point.
I thought you were going to talk about essence of chicken.
Essence of chicken. You take a lot of chickens.
And you boil them down.
And you get these little bitty bricks that are like bouillons.
And it's for
that's
soup.
The essence of chicken. And it makes us laugh because it's just so funny.
Yeah.
And Jess continues on and says, sounds like it must be just full of caffeine. Yeah, it's going to be full of caffeine.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, I want one of those instead.
Now, lots of people don't like caffeine in their coffee. They don't like the effects of caffeine.
They even order decaffeinated coffee, which doesn't have as much caffeine, but still has some caffeine, believe it or not.
But I would think most of these drinks, like the lattes and the ristrettos and all these, would be loaded with caffeine.
Right, because you've got your espresso shots, and those are pretty strong. Anne says, you fiend, which is kind of funny. If you're a fiend, it means, wow, you're just crazy to want this.
Yeah.
But she's ordering the coffee as well. But she says, it's not about the caffeine. It's about the flavor, not the fix. So not the caffeine fix.
Okay, so a fix is something you get from, well, sometimes we use it to describe the feeling from drugs.
Mm.
And caffeine is a drug.
But it's not about the drug part of it, not about the fix. It's about the flavor, strong coffee flavor. And she says, so if you just want caffeine, why don't you just crush some caffeine pills and start doing lines?
Oh, boy.
Now, she's still relating caffeine to a drug, and if you talk about doing lines, you're talking about
snorting cocaine.
So she's saying, why don't you snort caffeine pills like you would snort cocaine to get your caffeine fix if you're that desperate?